Hello and welcome back to Module 4 of our course on enabling Samsung Knox via Microsoft Intune. During the course of this module, we're going to be taking a look at actually doing that, turning on the policies inside of Microsoft Intune in order to be able to manage our devices. We've previously had a look at why this is necessary, why mobility is the new normal. We've had a look at Microsoft Intune, just showing you the very basics, explain how Microsoft Intune works. The previous module, we took a look at the Samsung Knox device, some of the capabilities of the devices themselves. And now we're going to take a look, as I said, at actually turning this stuff on inside of Microsoft Intune. So we're going to start off very, very quickly with our very first demo, and we're going to stay on demo for the majority of this module. So let's take a look at this demo. Anthony, do you want to kick us off?
Yep. So let's set up the scene. We have a scenario here where this implementation of Intune is specifically managing devices that are loaner devices. Now, this tablet obviously is not a loaner device, but I've added it on to my profile specifically to highlight the capabilities of Samsung Knox across Intune. So in this scenario here, we're actually not managing email, but we will talk about the email portion of that in just a second. So really quickly, when we go into here, I can see my device that's on here, and I'll show you. It's been added to my profile, and I'll look at the hardware. And then here it is, and it is, of course, a Samsung device and the specific model. This is hugely beneficial in terms of for IT professionals to take inventory of what devices, you know, are sent out or deployed so that they get a full inventory, including serial number. And that, you know, happens millions of times. You know, I run into an issue where I have this device, it's not working properly, and they ask for the serial number when I call in to get support, and I don't have the serial number. How do I get that? You know, hugely beneficial that it's available on Intune, just at a click of a mouse, and I have full serial number, the version of OS that I'm running on this device, who the manufacturer is, to get full support on my device.
And one of the other things that it kind of matters when you're getting that telemetry information back from a device, it's actually telling you, hey, this is running this particular version of the operating system. One of the things that Microsoft Intune will let us do is say, it has to be running a specific operating system version, so we can actually come back and say, hey, actually, we're okay with everything above Android 4.2 having access to our email servers, something we call conditional access, which we can set up. It's one of the more advanced topics, and if you take a look at the other course, which we've been referring to throughout this particular MVA course, and you'll find that in the materials at the end of this course, we'll have a little bit more information on setting up conditional access policy.
So what we're going to look at now is we're going to look at the policies being available for this device. I've already deployed policies to the device, but I want to specifically showcase and highlight the Knox capabilities that are made available on Intune. So I'm going to go in, and we're going to create a new policy in here under Android. But before I do that, again, because of the fact that we're doing this Intune deployment without email scope, I thought it was still important that we do cover the email capability, which was highlighted in Simon's, but I just want to take it into further depth in terms of the capability that Samsung Knox has to offer in terms of the capabilities around email provisioning.
Yeah, so not only can we actually have Intune set up an email account on a Samsung Knox device, but we can also, when we unenroll or retire a device, we can have Knox actually remove not only the email policy and the email setup on the device, but actually remove all of the email data that was at rest on the device itself, which is fantastic. It means that you can be sure that when a device is retired, you're actually taking all that corporate data away from it.
So in it, provisioning the rest of the policies made available outside of VPN and Wi-Fi, which we'll talk about in a second, you go into the Android configuration policy and create the policy. And there we will type in a new policy, so we'll say Knox. See, and description for demo, just so I know it's a demo. Now, in creating this policy here, this is where you can deploy the kiosk mode capability. Mm-hmm. So if I want to use this device as simply a display device and run one application and nothing else, here's a great way to deploy this specifically to this Android device, Samsung Knox supports in terms of kiosk mode for the availability of, I'm showing this one app. It could be in a retail scenario where it's showing shoes, it's showing groceries, it's showing whatever your heart desires in terms of information specific to the one application and nothing else. Hugely beneficial and hugely cost effective, especially for small business, if you wanted to take advantage of, you know, cheap and cheerful hardware implemented in scenarios to uplift customer interaction. Let's get back out of here. And I'm actually going to show you the policies I've already deployed to this device and highlight the Knox capability made available. So, you know, the traditional password policies are made available in terms of, you know, require a password to unlock the device.
So that's where we saw the second password
correct.
In the previous module come in. That's because we've got this particular password policy turned on.
Yes. So that's to unlock the hardware itself before even going into the OS itself. The complexity of the password, obviously, it's all been deployed. The number of times of failure, so how many times have I put in the password and it fails? It will wipe the device, minutes of inactivity, so all the standard stuff that applies. Encryption, so now, again, some devices on Android spec have encryption capability. Remember, not all offerings of Android are created equal. But Knox has its own proprietary encryption capability. Remember that Knox has, on the premium spec, hardware-based encryption, not software-based encryption, which is hugely beneficial in a lot of organizations that require FIPS certification at a 140 spec. Hugely beneficial and made available on Knox's platform, as well as the ability to require a storage card. So if I have a storage card on my device, it might be outside of policy for my organization. So Knox is the only offering of Android that disallows a storage card on a device if I set the policy to disallow it.
So in the previous module, that was where we entered the first password when Anthony turned the device on, came up, asked for the hardware password, then it got us into the Knox operating system itself.
Further to that, in terms of system, you know, sometimes you have pertinent information on your device that, you know, cannot be shared. And one feature that a lot of devices do enable is the capability to do a screenshot. Knox has the capability to disable this. So to disable the ability for that device to take a screenshot of itself to then be shared with anybody. You know, again, super secret information, cannot be shared with the world, disallow the screenshot capability. The ability to allow or disallow diagnostic data submission. What is wrong with the device? What are the challenges that this device is experiencing? Can be reported directly from Knox itself into the reporting system made available by Intune. Can be turned on and turned off at whim as required by the device or by the organization in terms of policy. Factory reset. End users are empowered to reset the device to factory defaults. This too can be disabled. If you have somebody tampering with the device that's been put into kiosk mode in a commercial area or in a small business, to disable the capability of resetting the device or tampering the device in that respect so that the device continues working and is not challenged by, okay, great, the device has been reset, now I got to reset up the device altogether.
That could be useful if you were in a, say, a retail situation and you were a little bit worried about somebody stealing one of those devices and then trying to reset it. Well, they wouldn't be able to reset the device, so it would just remain stuck with your kiosk mode configuration. It would remain stuck reporting into your MDM environment, and it would hopefully help you to locate the device again.
Allow Google backup. This is a big one. You know, a lot of discussion in regards to where does the data reside? Can we have it in the cloud? Can we have it in whose cloud? So you can actually put a policy in place to say, no, you're not allowed to store any information into Google Drive. I want it on the device or I want it on my database and nowhere else. I can actually block that and put that policy in place to disallow storage or utilization of Google Drive if it's not in policy for the organization. As well as the allowing or disallowing of auto sync. So, you know, the information that's being reported back in terms of what applications are actually being utilized on this device. If you're downloading the applications from the Play Store itself, to disallow the synchronization capability. In that scenario, you know, if you have a device that's lost or stolen and I grab a new device, if I don't have the auto sync on, the applications don't pre-populate back on the device. Some organizations might require this because the applications are line of business applications and they don't want to have Google Play type apps coming from the store itself. Down to the browser, and they get very specific on the browser as well. You know, to allow the web browser, disallow the web browser, to allow autofill. You know, Chrome is made available on these devices and, you know, has the ability to do an autofill type of capability. You can disable that type of capability. To allow or disallow pop-up capabilities. So do you want to have the blocker on? Obviously, you probably do. You probably want to enforce the fact that you want to have the pop-up blocker on. But you might run across a line of business application that requires these pop-ups to come on. So you don't want the end user tampering with that setting affecting the functionality of said application. Active scripting, so the actually run script amidst the browser itself, you can enable or disable on Knox. The application, so you know, maybe I don't want to allow for Google Play Store to be made available on this device. I have my own repository. I'm pushing out the APKs directly from Intune. I don't want additional applications loaded on these devices. Maybe they're, you know, corporately owned or in a small business. If you know, resources are very limited in terms of acquiring new devices. I want to make sure these devices are specifically used for the specific task. I don't want to have it in kiosk mode, but I want to have control in terms of where these applications are coming from. I don't want these applications to be sideloaded, or I don't want these applications to come from the Google Play Store, so I will disallow it and put the policy into place. Hardware, really great in terms of hardware capabilities. Disallow or allow camera, disallow or allow removable storage, allow for Wi-Fi, or to allow for Wi-Fi tethering. Tethering, for those of you who don't know, is the ability to take a device and make it into a Wi-Fi hotspot. It, you know, it's great. It's a huge help if you're in a scenario where there's no Wi-Fi connectivity and you want to have connectivity for another device to connect to provide internet connectivity. However, it is very costly because of the fact that you're actually gaining your internet access from your mobile provider, which the tariffs or the rates are, you know, sometimes a little bit higher or provide less data to allow for this type of scenario. And so can get the cost can get very exorbitant very quickly. Mm-hmm. Geolocation, so the ability to pinpoint where this device is. I can disable this functionality or set the policy to say, you know what, no, I don't want this device to be discovered or found. I want to make sure that, you know, the device cannot be seen in terms of where it is geographically. That too can play into a challenge if the device is lost or stolen and you want to track this device. If the geolocation policy is invoked, then you're not going to be able to find the device itself. NFC, so the ability to utilize near field communication on this device to do printing, to do payments, to do, you know, whatever functionality you've built into NFC. Again, allow or disallow. Same with Bluetooth, allow or disallow. This is an interesting one and is exclusive to Knox's offering. The ability to allow to turn off the device. And we talked about kiosk mode earlier in terms of using this as a cheap and cheerful way to interact with your customers. So imagine the situation where somebody's trying to tamper with the device and you know what, they can't get into the device because you've set the security policies in place. So what they do is just turn off the device. So now this device is sitting off or sitting idle and customers are not interacting with it. They don't know how to turn it on. What a great way to just disable the power functionality altogether. So that if somebody is hitting the buttons and trying to fiddle or try to turn it off to be malicious to the device, they can't do anything. They can't. The application still continues running, and they cannot turn off the device itself. Down to cellular. So to actually enable or disable voice roaming, you know, one of the challenges going across borders, going to other countries, you know, using the device can be very costly. So to eliminate the ability to roam and to lock it to specifically to the carrier of choice. Data roaming, same thing. So, you know, allowing it to only use the home network or the country of origin for data connectivity. When roaming, it can be locked out so that it cannot roam in other countries. Allow or disallow SMS messaging. Maybe I have a specific scenario for these devices that, you know, does not require SMS messaging. I don't want these devices to be texting other individuals or other people with this device. I too can block out this type of capability on this Knox device to not allow text messaging at all. To allow or disallow voice assistant. So, you know, on the Android spec, they do have their own voice offering that allows for assisting an individual getting specific information. This too can be allowed or disallowed. Maybe it's a battery consumption thing, or maybe it's data that they shouldn't be getting access to. That can be disabled as well. Voice dialing, so enable disable voice dialing. Again, most likely for the battery consumption scenario. Copy and paste. So the ability to completely lock out copy and paste functionality on a Knox-enabled tablet or smartphone, again, from a security spec. I don't want information that's on this device getting off or being emailed into another document, so disable the copy and paste capability altogether. Allow the clipboard to share between applications. So I don't want, when I have copied from the clipboard from one document, I don't want it to be pasted into another document. You can only paste it back into the originating document. Great way to keep, to ensure that data doesn't flow across multiple applications. Again, should it be a requirement amidst your organization? And finally, allow or disallow YouTube. YouTube is a great video platform to share information and to consume data. However, it could become costly, especially if you have devices that are running over cellular. And so disallowing YouTube access would, you know, be beneficial in terms of saving bandwidth from these devices.
Cool. There's a whole bunch of things that we can do.
There's a whole bunch of things, yes.
I think the one thing that you really need to bear in mind, as you're building your own policy, consult with the folks inside of your business who are going to be using the device. Because if you don't, you're probably going to be doing a enterprise mobility project where people are going to try and break the rules, get around the rules, and it's probably not going to work as well as you intended. So make sure you do that consultation piece. Make sure everything is as people expect. Turning off things like copy and paste seems like a great idea to us IT guys. But that could be really painful for the user. Think what would happen if they wanted to take some data from an Excel spreadsheet and copy it into a Word document. Might be a completely legitimate business use, but if you've turned off that policy, they're not going to be able to do it to any applications on the device, not only just the business applications that you've deployed. So you do need to think about those things just a little tiny bit. Anthony, thanks for taking us through all of that and for taking us through everything inside of this course.
Thank you for having me.
You guys out there, don't forget to go through, fill out the module completion test. That way you'll get your points on MVA. And also don't forget to check out the resources. We've got that other course that we did on taming iOS and Android with Microsoft Intune. We've also got links to the TechNet VLabs. We've got links to the content that we've used inside of this course as well. And you can find that at the aka.ms/MVANOX URL, which is on screen right now. We'll have that inside of the resources as a link. And we have that other course as well, as I said. Thank you very much for watching. We really appreciate you taking the time to watch this. Anthony, as I say, thank you very much for joining us. And we'll see you on the next MVA course that you guys decide to watch.